Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was left. Because the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalonJournal.com and SalonJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on planet Earth and beyond. We are brought to you today by TheHealthBlaze.com. Go there, support us. Black-owned, black products, for us, by us. And also, brothers and sisters, if you get a chance, go to the Hiram1555 blog and register. It's free. Go to the HealthBlaze, register, like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or Pinterest, or whatever all of these new things that are popping up. Go help. Push the numbers up, okay? Because we're getting a lot of blowback and resistance from the white man anyhow. Also, go read the articles on the Hiram1555 blog. And if you have a nickel, a dime, a dollar, go donate. I want to share this story with you, and then we'll go into the show. This one brother, he donates whenever he can. Good brother. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, this brother donated to the Hiram1555 blog. And when he donated, I just so happened to be checking certain things, and when he donated a $5. And his $5 meant more to me than anything else. I actually shed a couple of tears. I was having coffee with my mom yesterday, and I was telling her about this. It's a brother on the West Coast. Brother, you know who I'm talking about. About 2 weeks ago, he donated $5. And I knew if the brother had more, he would have done it. But he made the effort and put $5, five of his last dollar, maybe, and donated. And it touched me so much that tears dropped out of my eyes, and I just said, you know what, Allah, I'm blessed to be around true believers and true followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I'm blessed for that brother to take that time out, to think enough to do that. And brother, you know who you are. I'm not going to put you out there on Front Street, but thank you, man, and I love you more than life itself. Thank you, brother. Now, we go into the show, The Global Succubus is Dying. Now, why did I name the show The Global Succubus is Dying? First of all, when I talk about global, I'm talking about the whole spectrum of the earth. When I'm talking about a succubus is considered a female vampire. As a matter of fact, according to the dictionary, and I'm getting a lot of blowback right now, so if you still are there, brothers and sisters, would one of you please put your hands up so I can hear, because now I'm getting a lot of feedback from Blog Talk Radio in my microphone and in my earphones. So, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. All praise is due to Allah. They do this from time to time. You know this. We have this live on the air, but we still go through it and we still continue to persevere, because the truth is not easy. You understand what I'm saying? If it was, everybody would accept it. You know, to get this truth, you got to go through a lot of things, brothers and sisters. So, and also to teach this truth, you got to go through a lot of things. But the word succubus, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means a demon or a demonic power assuming female form to have sexual intercourse with men in their sleep. Now, why did I choose this? Because the scripture describes the world at large, but especially America, as a great harlot, a whore, who has fornicated with all of the nations of the earth. And God in the last days would pull up her skirt and show the world her shame. So when we're looking at the word succubus, it is the embodiment of America. It is also the embodiment of the Anglo culture and power system, because they continue to suck the resources, the labor, the mental capacity, the financial wherewithal from all of the nations of the earth for themselves to live in luxury while depriving everybody else of freedom, justice, and equality. So when we talk on the scale of a global succubus, we're talking about the white man at large, but specifically the American empire. And what we see today is both the power structure of Yaqub is dying and the American empire is imploding and dying right before our eyes. Matter of fact, let's go to the Bible. I feel like doing some Bible right now. Let's go to, I think it's in Isaiah. It is in Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. All right. This is chapter 47. And it reads like this. And y'all bear with me, because we have to lay the base for those of you who are new to the show. And this is the description of America specifically. All right. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh. I'm going to explain to you, brothers and sisters, what we're talking about shortly. Just listen. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute, because I want you to get an understanding of what this is talking about. This is talking about the superpower today. No other nation, no other people on the earth can consider themselves a superpower outside of America and what she has been able to do for the past 100 years. She has infected the world with her monetary system. She has infected the world with her Hollywood movies. She has infected the world with her culture. She has expanded her military bases around the world. She is an empire, right? She is a kingdom unto itself. Is that not right? Think of the arrogance of America. Just take this for an example. Just the other day, Iranian boats in the Strait of Hormuz, which is actually Iranian waters. But through an agreement that was broken, I think under the Shah or even a little bit before the Shah, under Mossadegh, shipping could pass through the Strait of Hormuz because of all of the nations that was connected by this shipping area, right? On agreement by Iran, so long as they were not threatening the sovereignty or the independence of the Iranian nation. This is written, you can go look this up. This is written. So America sends warships up through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran sends patrol boats out to fire warning shots that you're getting too close. But America says that Iran is escalating tensions. Now, Iran is not sending warships up through the Gulf of Mexico, right? But America is sending them through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, and also in the Persian Gulf. Something big is going to jump off soon, brothers and sisters, because NATO is starting to deploy aircraft carriers and everything in that area. And Russia just deployed warships to the Gulf of Aden, right up in the tip of North Africa. But that's another subject. in the South China Sea. It didn't say the South American Sea, did it? It said the South China Sea. In the Asia Pacific. Not in the Pacific West Coast, but the Asia Pacific. An area that America is not close to. But America has interjected herself in the debate over there. Right? Forgetting about all of the past agreements. Okay? And she says China is being belligerent. China is being aggressive. But China is not, even in her own waters, not sending massive amounts of warships to America's coast. Is it America doing it to China? But it is China being belligerent and aggressive. Let us look at what took place yesterday. Once again, America sent her P-8 or P-82 spy plane with its air transponders off. Transponders is what allows ground control to really connect with the plane in the air to see whether it's a threat or not, or whether it's in trouble or not. America deliberately turned her transponders off and flew this plane close to Russia's borders. Now look at this. This is a military plane. Under international law, Russia would have been in their right militarily to down this plane. Why? Because this plane is equipped with missiles, torpedoes, and air-to-ship missiles. So if Russia would have downed the plane, it would have been in their rights legally. But America says that when Russia sent up some Su-27s to steer this plane clear of its airspace, it was Russia that was aggressive. You understand? This global succubus must be removed, because everywhere she goes, it's a slithery trail of dissatisfaction, war, and anger. So, we're looking at the nakedness of America being discovered, her policies, her hypocritical policies. This is what it's talking about when it's talking about this stuff will be discovered. Her arrogance, her debt load, her intransigence, her hubris. All of these things are now on display for the entire world to see. And at home, she stomps on the neck of her ex-slave who has so loyally served her in her military. Right? And now you have world leaders questioning her when she talks about human rights. They say, the hell with your human rights. How about treating those people who have served you for 400 years right by human standards? She's been exposed. So we see the global succubus dying a death of 1,000 cuts. Isn't that right? The great harlot that had fornicated with all of the nations is being rejected now by the nation. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me say that again. This is a beautiful time, a beautiful day to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Ain't nothing better than that. So now the whole world is up in arms against America. And America is becoming more and more belligerent because she knows that her time is ending. Her power is waning. Her influence is dying, and her wealth is being destroyed on the order of Almighty God Allah, who has come in the person of one master, Farad Muhammad. They know that God is present and no longer to come. They don't pray to this spook that you pray to. They know that your Savior has arrived. Why do you think they're making this concerted effort to try to fool you on Islam, to try to demonize Islam, to try to keep you mixed up in what you shall do and what you shall choose? Didn't Satan say that he would do that in Job? I will come from the left, and I will come from the right, from before them and from behind them, and surely you'll find most of them unworthy. What is that? That's the cross, isn't it? Isn't that the cross? Left to right, front to back. I will cross them up in their decision making. I will cross them up in their thinking. And I'll make them curse you to your face. What are you saying? What are these Negroes saying all day long? Got deep, right? And say it with no problem. Isn't that right? You're seeing it. You're seeing it because this is the day of execution. This is the day of judgment. This is the day of decision. So you have a judgment taking place, which is forcing a decision on the people who have played with the moment and God is now saying, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that I alone am God. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to make you confess it in your actions. So here we are today. When we look at the global succubus, and you'll see the military moves that she's making. Isn't it ironic that these major military moves are against the same organizations and the same nations that are destroying her dollar? Huh? Have you ever thought of that? Why is she pushing against China? China's the largest creditor. America, she has many plans. She wants to wage war with China before she believes China is ready for war, so that she can beat China, so she thinks, so that she can force China into a subjugated position. And if war takes place, she feels that she can legitimately fudge the debt and say, I'm not paying my enemy. I'm not going to pay them this debt, and wipe it away in other nations and say, okay, America, this was legal. America did this during wartime. This is what she's trying to do. She's trying to provoke them. But what China has done is set up institutions and organizations counter to Western institutions and organizations. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that. And let me go back to something from last show, too. When I said that it was how strong is the foundation, I was incorrect. The lecture that I was listening to when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about that we must suffer is operate on a nation. That's what it was. Operate on a nation. So let me correct that right now. So I misspoke. I had so many of them that I listened to that night. I thought it was that one in particular because that one was the last one I listened to, but it was actually operate on a nation. But let us go back to something. So with all of this stuff taking place and China setting up all of these different institutions to counter the West and the buying of the gold of the BRIC nations, and do you know that South Africa, that China, that Russia, and that even not Brazil, but Brazil has a nice amount of gold, but India have huge amounts of gold? Do you know that? Do you know that they have quietly bought huge amounts of silver? Do you know that three of these BRIC nations, South Africa, China, and Russia, are three of the largest producers and miners of gold? Do you know that? And do you know that a lot of their production does not go outside of their country? Do you know that? Why is that? Because they see something going on, and America needs gold. She needs silver. She needs precious metals to keep going. So she's trying to wage war. The first thing she did when she invaded Iraq was to change the currency back from the euro in international trade for the petrol that Iraq was selling to the dollar. Then she raided Iraq's gold reserves and took them. When she so-called liberated Ukraine and overthrew the legitimate democratic elected government of Yanukovych, the first thing America did was raid the gold reserves there. When she went into Libya, her, France, and England, and all of the rest of the nations, the first thing that they did was freeze Libyan assets that were abroad, then steal the billions of tons of gold, dollars worth of gold, in reserve. Nobody is talking about this. Libya had tons of gold, but nobody talks about this. Under Gaddafi, they had no debt, but under the democratization of NATO, Libya is under debt and in hell. Isn't that right? So this thing is exploding. The succubus must do what a succubus does, and that is to find victims and prey and suck the life's blood out of them to maintain their own life. But this is coming to an end because these nations are arming themselves to the teeth because they know. They know what's ahead. Do you know one of the main reasons why 9/11 took place? All of this is connected. All of this is connected. The Taliban, and if you think I'm lying, you can go look at Rambo. I think it's either First Blood or Rambo 4. Rambo 3, I believe it is. At the end of the credits to the movie, in that movie, because the Taliban, forward a little bit past the 80s, right at the end of the 80s, Ronald Reagan met with the Taliban in the White House. He offered them a deal because he wanted to run pipelines through Afghanistan and he wanted to tap the untapped gas there. And also they found huge gas and copper and gold reserves there that they wanted to tap. But the Taliban was playing hardball. So they knew that, and Brzezinski, Zbigniew, you know, I was talking to this before any of these other pundits were saying it. I was telling you about Zbigniew Brzezinski long ago. He wrote the book on what to do because he was the one who came up with the Taliban. He is the creator. He and Hillary Clinton and others are the creator of Al-Qaeda. They are the masterminds of that, okay? He wrote a book, The Grand Chessboard, and he also talked about Asia, your Asia being the heart of the world, and this is what America must dominate to maintain her relevance and her superpower stance. Where's America right now? In the heart of Eurasia, right? He says that they must dominate Eurasia and subjugate Africa, right? Is that not what's going on right now? Through terror, well, he didn't use the word terror. Well, yes, he did, but he used it in a different way. But these false flag terror operations throughout to cause instability and fear, to justify America's presence in all of these places of the world, a perpetual state of war and terror. Is that not what we're seeing today? You're looking at all of this stuff going on. This was planned long ago. All of these things were planned long ago. So, again, she bombs the Taliban. She bombs Afghanistan, makes it irrelevant, goes in there and takes over, and now you hear nothing about the gold and the silver reserves, the gas reserves, or the copper reserves. I think they found $1 trillion worth of copper reserves in Afghanistan, but you hear nothing about this. This is what the succubus does. Look what they do to you back here at home. They suck your mentality. When you go and get an education, you don't go and build for self. What do? You go back and put it into building and maintaining that society, right? When you make money, you pay it back to them in taxes, right? And when they need you for war, we're all Americans. And they send you abroad to maintain their independence and hegemony, right? And when you come back here, you're a nigger, a coon, right? Is that not right? They suck the life's blood, the resources, the brain power, and the wealth from you. And you, like a fool and a sheep, go to your slaughter because you're not aware of the time and what must take place. Okay? But realize this. The global juggernaut, the global harlot, the global empire, you know what I'm talking about, that global succubus, she's dying. And she's dying, matter of fact, we're going to go to message to the black man too in a second, since it's on my mind. In fact about it, she's in such a dire state now. That is one reason why Russia and China has backed off a little bit. It's because she's backed into a corner, and she's desperate, and they want to give her just a little space. Because you know, sometimes in boxing, you can hurt an opponent real good, and they'll be about to fall, and they're up against the ropes, and they just swing with a Hail Mary and hit you and knock you out. So what they're doing is waiting for the right moment till the eyes are glazed and rolling back in the head, and they're going to jump on her in the South China Sea. They're going to jump on her over there in North Africa, in the Middle East. They're going to whoop America's behind. Nobody said this. We said, we told you that China was coming in the Middle East. The messenger said that. That these players here was going to whoop America's behind. And America was going to be forced out, tucked with her head tucked between her tail, out of the Near East. Elijah Muhammad said it. We see all of the makings of it right now. Right? And the same goes for Asia. When China gets started with America in the South China Sea and in Asia proper, China will run over America, as the brother says, like a parking lot, like one of those steamrollers in a parking lot. She's going to do that. This is real. And all of America's Asian allies will turn on her when this starts taking place. And not only that, they're not going to stop with just whipping America. They're going to run over Australia, too. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. And we see this now taking place. We see all of the signs of this, right? When China released their statement on Australia saying that we know you're a paper tiger, you better not get involved in this because we'll take you out in a heartbeat. This was released about a week ago. But the messenger said it in the 50s. He said it in the 60s. And do you see how time is bringing this about? We're giving you the in-depth teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through geopolitics, through economics, so that you can save yourself, so that you can understand the time, so that you can understand your position in this time and make preparations not just to survive, but to thrive in this time. But you got to get close to Elijah Muhammad. You got to understand who he is. You got to see him for who he is, not for what that Malcolm X movement represented. Not for what these organizations are trying to say about it. Not for what all of the flood of that beast or that dragon spewed out toward him. No. You've got to learn the in-depthness of this man. And once you learn the in-depthness of this man, you are now on the road to understanding God. Because he is the reflection and the second self of God. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go to the message to the black man while it's on my mind. I don't know what chapter, but all right, here it is. All praise, man, I tell you what. Master Farad Muhammad is truly God. Let's go to the resurrection of our people. Now, this chapter is in message to the black man, but this chapter is also in the fall of America. So, as I said on one show, there are several chapters that were placed in Message to the Black Man and then placed in Fall of America. Why did he do such? Because in one book he was trying to awaken the black man. He was giving you this message. And then he wanted to reemphasize it, to take heed to this message, because you are now in the fall of America. This is what he's trying to tell you. Okay? So he says, the old world must be removed to make way for the new world. Now listen to this part. This is what I've been telling you. There is a universal struggle being waged by the old world against the beginning of the new world. So now we have an old world going out, and Muhammad is telling us about a new world or new order or new way of ruling or living coming in, right? A new world order under God, not under Satan. Hell, we've been living under Satan. How can he make something new? But listen to what it says. Will the old world's opposition prevent the establishment of the new world? With all of what you see going on, some of us, we get anxious, we get overzealous, we get hyped up because they're inundating us with all of this stuff. And sometimes, just as a human being, if you're not friendly, you'll get anxious. You'll get overheated, overzealous, and then you'll start making moves that are contrary to your preservation. You'll start making moves that are outside the realm of time and the scope of time of what we should be doing. Right? So he says, will the old world's opposition prevent the establishment of the new world? Then he goes and says, now listen to how he says this. According to recorded history, the efforts being made by the old world against the beginning of a new world will fail, as did former opponents of Allah. So in that you should find comfort, in that you should know that God's word be shall stand regardless of all opposition, because we don't have the wisdom, the knowledge, nor the understanding to create an opposition strong enough to oppose the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the divine supreme being who is now with us in person. Okay? So, we look at this. And we see the fall of America. But I'm going to skip down to something because I want you to listen to this. On the next page, he says, the wicked always believe that they are mightier than Allah. And they make a supreme effort to thwart the plan and purpose of Allah to bring about a better world. They always love to attack the messenger to try to condemn him as a liar, trying to prove the messenger teach you these things, and other people have beef with them. All you have to do is say to them is, "What is that not what Elijah Muhammad said?" And if they say, "Well, yeah, but," no but. The Holy Quran says to the believers about the messenger, we only hear and we obey. And so this is what I'm trying to tell you. None of this came from Rashid. I was too dumb to know any of this stuff. But Elijah Muhammad disseminated this stuff. And now I'm here to prove his teachings to the grave. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about you. I'm passionate. When I found Elijah Muhammad and I found these teachings and I started to get an in-depth understanding of them, I found my purpose in life. And so I want you to see it also. People say, well, you know, I hear this argument too, and I'm glad we're on this so that I can address this. Well, we're all looking at the thing, but we got our own perception, and we'll do it this way. In that same lecture that I was telling you about last week, on the last show, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad addressed that. He said, no, brothers, that's going to stop. Everybody looking at the truth having a different perspective of it. He said, Allah is not going to allow that to continue. Everybody will look at the truth the same way. Go read, go listen to it. I want you to go listen to this stuff. Okay? This is what's going on. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. When people cannot defeat what I'm saying, they try to make it irrelevant. But you can't make the truth irrelevant. You become irrelevant by trying to push it aside. But guess what? You do this because you're still in love with this global succubus. But we're heeding a warning and we're giving a call out to you. That the global succubus, the one that you have put your faith and your trust in, the one that you go out and party with all week, the one you go to work for all day, is dying. We're going into something new. So if you don't believe that the global succubus is dying, I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Manarino on the system and what's going on with the stock market and how the manipulation continues and the situation becomes more dire by the hour, okay?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Manarino. What is today? It is Wednesday, September 7, 2016. What a difference a day makes. One day. What am I talking about? Well, yesterday, and I covered this in the video that I did, we had pundits on the mainstream financial channels who were, you know, pretty much convinced that a rate hike was coming this month from the Federal Reserve and it was going to be bad for gold bulls. It was just laughable. And honestly, I don't even know what to say about it more than what I said yesterday. But today, again, what a difference. We hear from none other than Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman Sachs is warning about a couple of things here. Number one, they have done an absolute 180 on their prediction about what the Federal Reserve is going to do. If you recall, Goldman Sachs was one of the first to say the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates this month. Well, now they're saying, no, it's not going to happen. And why? Well, Goldman Sachs pretty much sounds like you and me now. They're saying economic data, no good across the board. So the Federal Reserve can't do it. They cannot raise rates. As a matter of fact, Goldman Sachs, once again, today is warning about the overall stock market being overvalued. They're also saying they expect corporate profits to drop. Now, what does that mean for you and for me? Well, it means more of the same. We're going to get bad economic news. These corporations that are not going to be able to be as profitable are going to start laying off even more people than we've been seeing. You know, this phenomenon has been incredible. For months and months, major corporations laying off tens of thousands of people. And they've been buying back shares of their own stock. You remember all that whole thing? How they're spinning off assets, selling this and selling that, and using those funds to buy back shares of their own stock to keep the price up? What does this sound like to you? Sound good? Sound promising to you? No, it's not promising, and it's not good. But let me just say this. We remain in an election cycle. The Federal Reserve is playing politics right now, and I can promise you that they're going to do whatever they need to do to keep the market propped up in the short run. As a matter of fact, I did a video on this on my other channel today, on the Evolution System channel, where I showed a chart of the S&P 500 index, which shows no sign at all that this market is going to drop anytime soon. Sorry, not going to happen. The Federal Reserve is going to continue to inflate. They're going to continue to buy this market through dark pools, something they are absolutely doing. Beyond any doubt, they're going to continue to punish the dollar. So, I mean, trust me on this one, that the guys over at Goldman Sachs, and I know some of you guys over there, they see exactly what we see. And they know exactly what we know. You know, and that is completely disconnected from the regular guy or the regular girl who has been dumbed down and zombified on the street here. And I can promise you that, and I know you get it now, there is going to be a horrid price to pay for this at one point. Very sad. So again, Goldman Sachs, warning. Number one, Federal Reserve, out of the way. Not going to hike this month. Probably not till next year. And they're also warning on the stock market. They're warning on corporate profits, which means a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. A lot of people are going to, it's a vicious cycle. Once this starts going, and it's already been going, we've been hearing about it, thousands and thousands and thousands of people losing their jobs. I mean, do you believe that this stock market is justified where it is right now with PE ratios that we haven't seen this high only 8 times in the last 140 years. Does that sound reasonable to you, or does it sound like something is very wrong? I still think we're going to hear from more of the very misinformed people out there talking about how you should not be holding gold, how you should not be holding silver. Remember, when you hear that, you know you should be doing the polar opposite of that. You should be buying more and more and more of this stuff, because I can, again, promise you, beyond any doubt, that world central banks have no alternative here. They're going to print and stimulate and probably drop helicopter money and everything we can think about and things we can't even believe, again, to keep this propped up. Did any of us, admittedly, myself included, never knew a few years ago that the Federal Reserve, with the other central banks, would do what they're doing for so long? As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse than that. Certain parts of the world, they're actually negative interest rates. J.P. Morgan yesterday said they're going to continue that for as long as the eye can see. They can't stop. If they reverse this, first of all, there's no plan to reverse this. You know that. We are going to be facing another Great Depression, way worse than the last time. If you were to study what happened in the 1920s, just prior to the 29 crash, and you look at parallels to what we have now, it's unbelievable. It really is. So what I would suggest as a little homework is to watch a couple of videos out here on YouTube about the Great Depression and what led to it. And I can promise you, your eyes are going to go, well, a lot of these things are happening right here and right now. So anyway, that's where we're at, people. Warning some Goldman Sachs. Should we listen? Well, I think Goldman Sachs is right in many ways. There's no doubt about it. This market is grossly overvalued. I think corporate profits are going to suffer. I think people are going to lose their jobs, no doubt about it. I also think that every day that we march closer to the Fed meeting at the end of this month, the odds of a hike continue to drop. I'd say now it's about 50-50. Yesterday, I think I said it was 60-50. I think it continues to drop here. But, you know, we'll have to see. Because the credibility of this organization is on the line, people. And let me say this before I let you go, if you don't know this already. Let me ask you, what do you think holds this whole thing together? What's the glue that holds the financial system together? It's one thing. One thing and one thing only, and I've spoken about this many times on interviews I've done and here on this channel. It's confidence. It's not backed by anything. It's only confidence that the system will continue to function, that keeps it going. So if the Federal Reserve loses more credibility, confidence will be lost. You understand? The Fed is in a very, very bad spot here. I can't stress that enough. I would not want to be Janet Yellen, Stanley Fisher, or any of them right now. Because I can promise you they can't sleep at night. They're probably having to resort to some type of a sleep aid or alcohol to help them sleep. Anyway.
You're hearing what he's saying about the system and the manipulation. As a matter of fact, I think there's a chapter in both The Fall of America and Message to the Black Man also titled The House Doomed to Fall. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't see my Fall of America right here. It's over there on my bookshelf. But while I'm talking to you, I believe the first paragraph is close to this. We cannot deny the fact that the Christian West is responsible for this universal corruption in the land and sea. I believe that's the first paragraph. Then it says, from the same corruption that their own hands have wrought will come their doom. I'm pretty sure that's almost a spot-on quote there. We see it now. You're seeing the corruption of the system. You're seeing that. And you're seeing how it's blowing back against the system. And the succubus is dying, whether it's in Europe or whether it's Australia, New Zealand, Canada, or North America. They're dying. The system is imploding. And it's starting to feast upon the people whom the system was made and built for. And the people who the system was made and built for can't stand it. And they're rising up. They're mad as hell. Because they were once in a privileged position. But God has destroyed that position and brought them on the level of a slave. So we all niggas now, white folks. You once enjoyed this privilege. So God's going to make you into the nigga that you tried to make us into. You're going to be deprived of wealth. You're going to be deprived of money and homes and all kinds of luxury. The same way you have deprived us, as thou hast done, it is now being done unto thee. And as we go back to Message to the Black Man, he says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. You didn't notice it when they took the silver out of the currency in 65, right? And then 70. You didn't notice it when they took the gold standard and threw it to the side. You felt little blurts and hiccups, but you really didn't know it. You didn't know it when they started changing the rules and regulations of the system because they became more greedy and more corrupt in the 80s and in the 90s. You didn't know it when they removed all of the things which held them restrained in their system in the early 2000s. I think it was 2002. And now, you felt a little bit of it in 2008, 2009. And guess what's getting ready to happen? All hell is getting ready to break loose. Because God was gradually removing the power and the levels of power and the instruments for white America to be able to fall back on to stop the system from collapsing. He strategically let the greedy ones, the more greedy ones, I should say, get into these positions to remove these things. And now we're seeing the blowback effect from way back then. So Muhammad says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. The Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. What are they saying today? There's absolutely no possibility for America and Europe and the global financial order to get out of this. There must be a restructuring, a fall, a collapse, or a reset. Aren't they saying that? There's no way possible out of this, right? Because the cancer have metastasized to such a level that the system has rotted from within. And it is dying. And no amount of medicine, the injection of what they call financial heroin into the system, the QE, the money printing, can save the patient. The patient is now having seizures and is about to meet with death. So Muhammad says, today, it is visibly understood. See, you can see it, even a blind monkey can see this. It is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What is the foundation? The gold, the silver, the backing of her currency with some tangible asset that was removed. So America now has no recourse but to either fight like mad to try to preserve her rule for another hour, or get off the horse. Either way, in the end, the result is the same. She's the loser. The global succubus is dying. And we're looking at this with our own eyes. We're living in this. Nobody has to tell us in future generations. We're seeing this for ourselves. And it's marvelous, black man and black woman. It is marvelous to see these things. Matter of fact, if I can, brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the thing, and the show was set up for an hour. Can I please have a few more minutes of your time? I'm going to need about 15 more minutes added with the 8 minutes that I have. So don't check your phones if they beep. Don't click over, because you'll be disconnected. And if you're online, please don't click to another page, because you may get disconnected and have to go look at the show when it's all over again, okay? All right? So, let us go into something. Mr. Manarino sees the system imploding. He sees the corruption of the system eating at this very hard, and he knows that there's no mathematical possibility for escape. As a matter of fact, remember he did a show called Escape Velocity, when he said that there's nothing that can do that can build up enough energy for a escape velocity. They can't escape. That's what rocket ships do. When they're leaving the Earth, they have to build up enough power, enough resistance, so that the ship can have escape velocity from the gravity of the Earth, so that they can go into outer space. Well, the system has been weighed down with so much debt that they cannot come up with enough power, enough opposition for escape velocity. You see what I'm saying? So they'll perish trying to do so. I want you to listen closely to these short clips I have. I'm going to play four clips. I think four or five clips. One of them is 2 minutes. One is 4 minutes. One is 3 minutes. No, it's five clips. So it's not a lot. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So it's not a lot, okay? But in each clip, I'm going to have to come back and let you know a little bit about it, okay? So that's why I said give me about 15 extra minutes or so of your time. But I want you to listen to this and how they're talking about the situation with the gold and the situation with the dollar and what's really going on. This is Dave from the X22 report. I want you to pay close attention to this 2 minute and 26 second clip here, because it says a lot about the dire situation of America and the state of financial affairs of the globe. Pay close attention, if they allow it.
Financial news. Now, last week we saw the central bankers, they were throwing thousands upon thousands of contracts at gold to suppress gold as much as they possibly can. And as soon as they are finished, what happens? Gold shoots up once again. It is up $27 as we speak. And if the central bankers, if they didn't use these paper contracts to suppress gold, gold would be even higher today. And they understand this. They understand that they need to control this. Now, people are saying, why would they want to control gold? And what does it really mean? Well, gold is an indicator that the economy is failing. The dollar is failing. The dollar is losing value. And if gold continually rises. Investors, hedge funds, everyday people will be looking at this saying, I should get into gold. It's continually moving up. And they would do it. The everyday person would be saying, looks like it's a good time to invest in gold. It's the same thought process that is used, let's say, in housing. Prices go up. People say, it's a good time to buy. Prices go up even more. Yes, let's go out and purchase. But it works the opposite in retail. Prices going up, I'm going to wait until it comes down. The best time to purchase gold is when they're suppressing it. And this is what everyone should be doing. Every time you see them bring it down $10, $15, $20, purchase gold. Purchase silver. You don't have to purchase a lot, but you know eventually what's going to happen. It's going to shoot back up. You know, eventually, when they completely lose control, it's going to go much, much higher. The central bankers are scared of gold right now, especially here in the United States. This is why they've been demonizing it for so long. And we can see that their system is coming to an end. And this is what...
See, he's even saying their system is coming to an end. See, the white man put more faith in financial things. They don't push getting yourself right with God. They don't say chase that God. They say chase that money. Get that money instead of getting that God or getting that truth. Our minds have been warped into thinking that having financial things is equated with having spiritual prosperity, and that's wrong. Now, if you are rooted in the Word of God, everything else is secondary. This is not saying don't prepare. This is saying prepare the right way, because the wrong way will have you dead. You understand me? So he says about the central bankers that they are afraid of gold, that they're manipulating gold, but they can't manipulate it much longer because the system is dead. Let's go to Fall of America. I just got my Fall of America off the shelf there while we was playing this clip. So I want to go to chapter 55, I believe it is. It's for those of you who have your books and you're following along. On page 226, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, Allah calls all, and I'm reading this, this is not the point I'm trying to get to, but I always try to read a little bit before the point that I'm getting to so that you can see it in the context of what Muhammad is speaking about. I don't want to take him out of context in no way, shape, form, or fashion. I want you to understand it the way he wants you to understand it, okay? So we're going to start off with a paragraph that leads up to where I'm trying to get you to. So he says, Allah calls people out of all nations of the earth to come to America. They came seeking a heaven in her, but those who came were evil too, as the revelation in symbolic language teaches us. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, America, the great, is fallen. Become the habitation of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. There is no people nor country on the earth who will fulfill this prophecy better than America and her people. She has become a house filled with evil practices, with every member of the nations taking part. Talking about these central banks and their people, the greedy people, the corrupt people, the material-minded people. This is what he says about this gold and silver and the manipulation of the market. It's here. It's in this book. You read it, you just didn't understand it. He says, yet she has been blessed with her great harvest of food, which is enough to feed the nations of the earth, with her great achievement into the heights of mechanical, and with her great wealth in silver and gold, listen to this, that enabled her once upon a time to command the value of silver and gold of the world. He's talking about when she had this gold, she was able without limits to manipulate the gold and silver markets, right? This is where she was. Elijah Muhammad talked about all this stuff long before Jim Rogers ever uttered a word, before he financial capitals of the world, and they store most of the world's gold. So even when she didn't have gold and silver, she was able to manipulate the markets because she was using other people's gold and silver. Plus, her in England was using tungsten, which is a gold-like substance, settling debts with, giving people tungsten when they were believing that they were receiving gold, right? But listen, he said, once upon a time, command the value of silver and gold of the world. But China started the Shanghai Market Gold Exchange. Iran started the oil bourse. Russia started the gold exchange and the oil bourse. So she no longer has this capacity to do as she pleases, unlimited. Okay? But Muhammad says, but as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the axe of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity, and the author of the nations of the earth to be used, and the authority of the nations of the earth to be used by the Holy One to put a stop to their evil practices and injustices to the righteous. So all of what you see with China setting up the gold and silver market, that's to help you. When you see Iran doing what she's doing, that's to help you. Because if she has no financial power, she can't keep her foot on your neck. If she can't pay her civil servants, she has no police force to beat and shoot and kill you and imprison you. She has no judges to give you injustice on a buffet platter. All of this is connected. The global succubus is dying. So, again, brothers and sisters, give me a little bit more time. You know your brother loves you. I love you with a passion. And I don't love you to death, as I used to say on the earlier shows. I love you to life. So, you never understood this, that it was, but it was written right in the pages of Fall of America. He was telling you of what to expect, and now you see it. You can't deny it, because I just read it off the pages. And then we just heard what Mr. Manarino and what Mr. Dave said about the financial markets and the gold and silver markets and the manipulation and how the system cannot reach escape velocity and is going to implode. How can you deny such strong facts and truth right before your eyes? Huh? You can't do it. The truth is too clear. But in this situation, Europe is to face turmoil too to force her out of Africa. So she is engaged in suppression and division of African leaders and African people with America. So God goes and takes her corruption and blows it back in her face too. I want you to listen, because Europe is on the precipice of collapse also. There's no unity there. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave them a choice. Go back to Europe and focus on that continent, or else focus on your death instead, for you can no longer rule the black man. This is what he said. It's somewhere in Fall of America. I believe 183 or 187, he said it. Page 183 or 187. Let's go. Let's see. He said it. 186. Excuse me. I was close. 186. All praise is due to Allah. But listen. I want you to listen close to this four-minute clip. This is the longest clip that I'm playing. The other ones are short clips. So give me a little bit of your time, all right? This shows you how Allah is whipping this white man universally and globally, and how he's bringing about the will that he set forth through the mouths of his apostles and prophets and messengers. You got to understand these things. So pay close attention to this.
This is what they're worried about. We see out in Greece right now, at the IMF, the Eurozone, they're looking at Greece saying, listen, we cannot give you any more debt. Actually, Greece should be saying, thank you, we don't want any more debt. Because right now, the country is at 176% of GDP. And that's a lot of debt. And what we're seeing right now is that the young, well, they're very angry. Every 2 days, around 15 to 200 kids, they launch attacks, hurling firebombs at riot police, setting fires to dumpsters. People are upset. There are a lot of people out of work. And we can see right now the EU, they are demanding Athens that they push plans to set up new privatization funds, sell the state assets, reform its civil service, more austerity, and then we will give you more debt. And we'll have to see how this plays out, because we're getting to the situation where Europe is deteriorating very, very quickly. And here's an indicator that tells us that Europe is completely falling apart. The Italian finance minister, he wants the Eurogroup to create an unemployment fund. Now, Italy is running an unemployment rate of about 11.4%. This is the fifth largest in the Eurozone. And Italy wants everyone to kick in about 0.5% of GDP to help Eurozone countries that face economic shocks that would impact employment. I thought the Eurozone was doing so well. The Eurozone is not doing well. The Eurozone is deteriorating. The Eurozone unemployment rate continually moves higher and higher. And we can see that countries are looking for assistance because they know what's going to happen when the system is shocked. More and more people are going to be unemployed. We see this here in the United States. We see it in Canada. We see it throughout Europe. And they know what happens when people aren't working. People get upset. People become angry. People riot. They protest. And we see right now that the situation in Europe is getting worse. I mean, think about this for a second. It's been 16 months since the European Central Bank has now purchased over $1 trillion in government bonds since QE began. And when we look at this, and we see what the ECB is doing, it's supposed to help the situation. But what's been happening here, it's done nothing. Manufacturing, new orders are continually declining. Meanwhile, the ECB balance sheet continually increases. The EU 2017 GDP growth continually declines as the ECB balance sheet continually increases. Right now, the GDP expectation in the EU, it's around 1.2%. It is continually dropping. So whatever the ECB is doing, whatever the Fed is doing, whatever the Bank of Japan is doing, it is not helping the overall economy. It's helping their system, their banks, the elite, the 1%, the central bankers. It is helping those individuals. Everyone else is sitting here going, the situation on the ground, it's getting worse. It is not getting better.
Everywhere we look and everything that we can see marks the end of the white man's world. That's a direct quote from Messenger Elijah Muhammad. Just look out your window. Just go to the grocery store. You'll see they're selling your stuff. You're getting less, but paying more. And then they're trying to fool you into this. I listen to some of these people sometimes. And let me share this with you before we go a little further and play these last three short clips. Because the other clips are only like 2.5 minutes a piece, something like that. But listen. So we buy into the propaganda that they sell us on TV. Just drop one pod in here in the washing machine, and it is as powerful as 6 scoops of washing detergent. So instead of you getting a big box of washing detergent or a big jug of washing liquid, you get 8 or 10 pods that you pay 2 or 3 times the price that you normally would have paid for a big jug of detergent, and you think you've gotten over like a big. Ain't that something? You go there now, if you buy you something, iced tea in a can, they have shrunk the can, thinned the can a little bit, and then put a curve at the bottom to rob you of some of the ounces that you normally pay for. There was a time when you can go, I go in there and I just pick up stuff sometimes and I look. For those of you who eat the ramen noodles, you remember when you couldn't get them 6 for $1 and then they turned to 5 for $1? You remember when you could get for $2, you got like 24 or 30 of them? You only get 12 for $2 now. You look up in there. I pick these things up and I make mental notes of that. Because this shows you that they're masking. They're trying to disguise the fall, the inflation. and they can't take it too much further. The whole thing is coming down. You know it's a sign. Check this out. Well, matter of fact, let me read this quote, because this goes directly to what I'm about to play for you. Chapter is Destruction of America's Educational System. I want you to, I turn right to it. All praise is due to Allah. Now, in this, Muhammad says, the destruction of America's educational system is the best thing that Allah could do to get rid of that which you depend on for guidance. America's educational system has never benefited you and me, only to keep us slaves to the white man. Now, so I read that to you. And if I go back to the beginning of the chapter, he says, the plague of Allah against the educational system of America is something that the philosophers and scientists should look into, as the destruction of America's education is the destruction of their wisdom to educate the people. Now, I've been looking for the past year and seeing colleges close and colleges cut down on their budgets. I've been looking at this, not just grade school and middle school and high school, but I'm talking about universities and also vocational schools. When this takes place, this not only hurts the students, but you got to understand this hurts the society, because now you have more people dependent upon the government because they have lost their jobs. They've lost their benefits. They've lost their way, okay? And when the system is in such a dire situation, this is the destruction of America. Muhammad says the destruction of America's education means the destruction of America. You know it's something when one of the largest colleges in America, online colleges, and has little settlements throughout the country, the ITTK, shut down. 35,000, 40,000 students. Over 8,000 people losing their jobs. This is to show you that God is destroying America inch by inch. He's taking a mile, but you can only see an inch. And then all while this goes on, the entire infrastructure, the entire manufacturing, the entire technological area, the entire commerce area of America implodes and collapses right along with it. I want to play you this clip here, just 3 minutes. Pay close attention. I guess Blog Talk say they've had enough of me. They won't let me play the clip. But in this clip, brothers and sisters, it talks about what I just mentioned. And the closing, think about what kind of ramifications that's going to have on society. And I also want to share something with you. Do you know that America always bagged against the Russians, the Soviets at the time, and also the socialists down in Central and South America for having their nation to be run by the government and offering jobs by the government? Now, I want to say something to you on that. That they say that this is fascism, and this is corporate fascism, and this is socialism. Now, and they bang the drum against those nations. Guess who's the largest employer in America right now, surpassing Walmart? It's the U.S. government. They have to pick up the tab to try to keep the illusion going. They have surpassed Walmart in having workers. Isn't that something? The U.S. government. This is supposed to be what they talk about, limited government, right? This looks like government unhinged. But they have to try to keep the illusion up. But again, the trade is dying and the job market is crashing. I'm going to play this two-minute clip, and then we'll get to that last clip, okay? I know Blog Talk blocked me from the other one, but we'll get to this, and I'm thankful that you guys have been patient. You brothers and sisters are being patient with me as I'm trying to get this truth out and disseminate it to you the proper way. And so have patience with your brother, because I love y'all with a passion. Listen closely to this clip.
Time goes on. It's going to get worse and worse. We see the services economy. Well, they have crashed to a six-month low. Services jobs fell to their weakest since December 2014. And the ISM services data collapsed to 51.4. This is the lowest since February of 2010. And new orders, they are imploding to their weakest since January 2014. Actually, the Fed's own jobs indicator, it is tumbling. For the seventh month of the last eight, the Fed's labor market indicator has dropped, telling us that this system is dramatically falling apart. Think about all the economic indicators that we have been looking at and how many are continually declining, and some are even worse than 2008. How in the world can the economy be getting better? It can't be. Once again, the U.S. government central bankers, they are lying to the people. And they know the crash is inevitable. There's nothing they can do about it. Yes, they can continually prop it up, but eventually what happens is that other countries realize what's happening, and other countries pull away, which we're seeing right now. And countries say, you know something? I've had enough. And they start forming their own economic system. And they continually pull away from the United States, from the private Western Central Bank countries. And we're seeing this right now. They're called the BRICS. China, Russia, Brazil, and many of the emerging market countries, they're all doing this because they understand what's going on.
See, then you don't get this in the mainstream news. You don't get this in some of this so-called alternative media, but we give it to you the right way. But I want to say something. He talks about the jobs, the situation. The messenger said, can we hope for him to care for us and our children forever? No. The messenger is telling you that this stuff here is coming. You better prepare yourself. And he says we need a place on this earth that we can call our own and go to work and produce our own needs. And this will provide us with employment for our unemployed. Let no man deceive you. We are face to face with the change of worlds. So if you don't understand that the times are changing, if you don't understand that worlds are being swapped in and out, if you don't understand that rulership is being broken while another one is being rooted in, then you are still missing the entire point of what is taking place. We are living in a time where America can't rebound. We're living in a time that Europe can't rebound. Australia can't rebound. New Zealand can't rebound. Because the time of Adam is over. This is why you're living and seeing the global succubus die. God wants to prove to you, as the book says, who is able to make war with the beast except the Lamb? But God didn't give the Lamb some destroyers. He didn't give him a military gunship. He didn't give him a nuclear weapon. Right? But so how is he to make war with this beast? The book tells us that God gives him a two-edged sword that was so sharp that it separated the flesh from the bone and the marrow from the bone also. Right? This truth is so powerful that it wakes up the dead. This truth that was given to him is so powerful that it reinvigorates you after you receive it. It uproots the lies and falsehoods and raises you up on a right angle to be right, to look right, to talk right, to act right, to live right, even in the midst of all of this wrong. This is a time for the manifestation of truth. And anything that is opposed to truth must die. This is why we're seeing their world crumble and fall. This is why we're seeing so much death and destruction. This is why we're seeing war and hearing the rumors of war. Because the time demands it. So, as we go down, let me finish with this and then I'll close out with a saying. But I want you to listen to this about how the international community, this is not making the news, have been dumping the dollar. And this is one of the main reasons for all America's provocations in North Korea, China, Iran, Russia, anybody that's opposing. As a matter of fact, one general Obama said this, and one general said this yesterday, that Russia is, it was the defense secretary, the war secretary said it, now that I think about it, he said it, that Russia no one dictates to America. That's what he's saying. But the world is showing America that these are no longer the days of America, nor the days of Yakub. These are the days of the fall of America and the collapse of white power universally. Listen closely to this two-minute clip, and we'll wrap it up.
In Hungary, we know that the IMF is owned by the Rothschild Group. Well, the Prime Minister in Hungary, guess what he's just done? He has banned the Rothschild Bank from his country. We see Iceland has done it. Hungary's done it. Many other countries are going to wake up and do this. In Russia, Putin has taken control of the central bank. He's taken the control away from the private Western central bank. This is why they're continually provoking war with Russia. Same thing with China. China's trying to play both sides right now. We see many other countries, they're dumping treasury bonds. They're getting rid of their dollar reserves. They're preparing for what is coming. They're getting rid of the West paper and backing their financial system with Eastern paper, gold, silver, or other assets, because they know the system is dying. The central bankers know it. The U.S. government knows it. Many of the hundreds of millions of people around the U.S., Canada, Australia, throughout Europe, many of these people don't know it. There are a few. There are a few that realize what's going on here. And this is why you need to prepare for what is coming, not just financially, mentally, physically. You need to prepare with food, water, supplies. Because when credit dries up, when credit freezes and many companies go bankrupt, which you know is going to happen, we've already seen it with Hanjin. We've seen it with other corporations, where one minute they look really healthy, they're telling you everything is fine, the next minute they're closing their doors. When this starts to happen, these companies will not be able to get credit. Deliveries will stop. Trucking will stop. Rail traffic will stop. Yes, it will be operational in a certain respect, but it will be slow. So products will not be replenished on the shelves very quickly. And this is what everyone needs to understand, is that you don't want to be caught up in that. And this is why you all need to be prepared.
So, we go from that and we transition to our closing. In the theology of time, Messenger Muhammad says this: you must submit to the will of God. The will of God must be done today, not the will of Satan. Allah gave Satan 6,000 years to do his will. Now the will of Almighty God, Allah, comes in. He will do his will, and there is none that can stop it. His will must be done. You have prayed in prayer, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, he's ready to do his will. You don't believe that I'm the one, Muhammad said. I'm doing just what the Bible told you or teaches you that I would do. Elijah, I will send you him before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Do you see anything pretty out there coming? We don't see a thing in the world but a dreadful time. You are going to be so hungry here until you would desire to eat each other. If the other one doesn't watch, you will do it. It's written. The Bible says that Allah's righteous people will eat, but you, unrighteous disbelievers, will be hungry. The devil is warning you all the time now against you sitting down and not trying to make preparation for you to get something to eat. The devil is warning you that. Didn't Mr. Dave just say that? But some of you are thinking, see, this justifies if we just go here and we go there, we'll be safe. Well, let me satisfy your mind. So we'll go to a lecture as I close out. Because we fear this day that is coming. And we try our best not to be in the midst of this, but the righteous must suffer along with the unrighteous. righteous, that the unrighteous have no excuse and falsely charge God for taking us out of the mist at this time. Your refuge, your safe haven, is in God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Jesus Christ of the Christians, the great Mahdi of the Muslims, the Savior of the entire world. That's your safety zone. That's your salvation. And in him, he will feed you, as the book, the Bible teaches you, for the cattle upon 10,000 hills is his. So if God has cattle, if he has food, if he grows the herbs, if he grows the trees, he definitely ain't dumb, and he can feed you in the midst of all of this. So Muhammad says, there is no safe place for you. I'm going to repeat that part. There is no safe place for you but in the refuge of Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. I want that to sink in your head and in your heart, that you may know that the time is fast approaching where you have to make a decision on which side that you will stand on. You can stand on the side that you're on now. If it's other than Elijah Muhammad, you will be and you are the loser. But time and circumstances will force you over to that side of that man of God, because it is written, and this is the time. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, the redemption, and the salvation and independence of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother loves you. I don't love you to death. I love you to life. But my love pales in comparison to the love that Savior, who left all of his glory to come to make himself known to you in the Western Hemisphere by raising up the last and the greatest messenger of God, has for you. God, his messenger, and the mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam will always, always love you best. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.